Let's be continuing Mirtz Hashem today on Daf Kuf Beis 102a. Top of the Daf, the Gemara says, Man Tana Akiras, who is the opinion who speaks about the halachos concerning that if you're eating with a group of people, and then you dislodge from that group the halachos concerning the requirement to make a bracha achrona and a bracha rishona? To which the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda, the San Yachavim, Shayim Sumim Ba'akul Ragayim Leilech Lebeis HaKnes Lebeis HaMedrish, if a group of friends were sitting together, and eating, and literally reclining, which means that they're eating something which would require a, which is substantive. It could be bread, it could be wine. And then they decided to get up to go to shul, to go to the Beis Medrash. Kishen Yotzin, when they leave their place, into unim bracha l'mafreya. They do not require a bracha achrona. Ukishen Chozrin, when they come back, Ein tu'unin bracha lechatchila. So they don't have to make a bracha achrona when they leave, nor do they have to make a new bracha rishona when they return. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and when is that so? Bizman she'enichu sham miktzas chaverim. That's true as long as some of the group remained behind, kind of tethering the rest of the group to that place. Aval lo hinichu sham miktzas chaverim, but if some of the chaver did not stay behind, kishen yotzin tu'unin bracha lemafreya. When they leave, they require a bracha achrona. Ukishen chozrin tu'unin bracha lechatchila. And when they come back, they require a bracha rishona. So ultimately, again, what do you see? At the time, so again, it seems to be over here that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda ultimately, again, holds that halacha lemaisa, everything is dependent on whether or not you left members of the group behind. If there are members left behind, they tether the rest of the group to that initial place. But if not, a bracha achrona and new bracha rishona be required. To which the Gemara says, "Good elataima the bidvarm hatunim bracha lachrim b'mkoman." Sorry, elataima the bidvarm hatunim bracha lachrim b'mkoman. So it must be, by the way, that we're talking about over here a situation where the food that's being consumed is something which requires a bracha achrona in its place. Therefore, dishkein yotzin in tunim bracha lemafreya. When they leave, they don't need a bracha achrona, because remember again, since you have to come back to go ahead and make the bracha achrona, you're tethered. Ukishen chozrin ain't tunim bracha lechatila. And similarly, again, when you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. About dvarim she'ain tunim bracha lachareim bimkoman. But for food items where you don't have to recite a bracha achrona where you ate, afilu l'rabbanon kishen yotzin tunin bracha lemafreya, kishen chozrin tunin bracha lechatila. But again, with foods that do not require a bracha achrona to be recited in the place where the food was consumed, even the rabbanon would agree that when you leave, you need a bracha achrona. When you come back, you require a new bracha rishona. I lemetev to Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't this ultimately, again, a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan? So remember again, Rabbi Yochanan holds that halacha lemaisa, shinui makom, whenever you change your location, you do not require a bracha achrona, or a bracha rishona for that matter, even with foods which normally require bracha achrona where you're consuming it. The Gemara says, "V'lami osavna chad azimna." Did we not already answer this once before? The Gemara quoted the Braisa. Neima meha na mehevet tiyufta. The Gemara says, ultimately, again, maybe, right? Maybe this Braisa would also be refuted. Amar lachar Rabbi Yochanan, hu adin da'afilu dvarim she'ein tunim bracha lachrim koman. Nami yitzuchim levarech. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this. It could very well be that even with food items that do not require a bracha achrona in place, ultimately, again, when you leave, you do not have to make a bracha. I v'hadik tani okur ragleyin. So why does it say that they dislodge themselves from the group? Lahodi acha kochod Rabbi Yehuda. All of this really is highlighted in order to highlight the position of Rabbi Yehuda, the strength of the position of Rabbi Yehuda, because what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Da'afil dvarm she'tu'unim bracha lachareyim bimkoman. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that you're eating foods which require a bracha in place, that's not enough. Rather, taima de'enichu mitzas chaverim. The reason why, even if you're eating a food which requires a bracha achrona in its place, in the place where you're eating, if you get up and you leave, the only time you won't have to make a bracha achrona or a new bracha rishona when you come back is when you left members of the group in place. And that way, again, the members who remain keep the rest of the group that left tethered to place. And therefore, again, there's no need for a bracha achrona or a new bracha rishona when they return. But again, if you did not leave any of your friends in place, when you leave, when the members of the group leave, you have to say a bracha achrona, kishen chozrin tu'unin bracha lechatchila. And ultimately, again, when they come back, you require ultimately, again, a new bracha rishon. Tanya kavase de rav chista, says the brayso that supports rav chista, chaverim shayu mesubin. So again, the Gemara quotes this braisa. Charem shayim misubin, there were people who were going ahead and having a meal together. Lishtos yai. In this case, again, there's a kvius ultimately again for them to drink wine. But akur raglehen v'chazru, and then they left where they were drinking the wine and they came back. Ein sarech levarich. Halacha lemaisa, one is not required to make another bracha. So again, remember, the Gemara Rashi points out, the Rashbam points out here, that it's tafka wine, because wine normally requires a bracha achrona in place. But halacha lemaisa, again, what do you see from here? So this brisa, remember again, this brisa supports Rav Chista. So the idea over here is, according to this brisa, as long as the food that you're eating ultimately requires a bracha achrona in place, when you leave, you do not have to make a new bracha, and when you come back, or I should say, when you leave, you don't have to make a bracha achrona, and when you return, you don't have to make a bracha rishona. So interestingly enough, halacha lemaisa, well, we'll see halacha lemaisa in tomorrow's daf, but for our purposes for tonight, interestingly enough, there's this fundamental machlokes about if you are eating foods which require a bracha achrona in place, and then you change your location, do you have to recite a bracha achrona upon leaving and a new bracha rishona upon returning, or no? So far it appears that there are two schools of thought. If it's a food which requires a bracha achrona in place, so then you're tethered to the makom, you're tethered to the place, and therefore no bracha achrona before you leave, and no bracha rishona when you return. If, however, some say that's not enough, it has to be that there are members of the group who are remaining behind. This way, again, the group is tethered to the place, which by definition even tethers those who are taking leave of that place to have to come back, and therefore wouldn't require bracha achrona or a new bracha rishona. We'll see tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.